Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Domingo Ramos. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Ed Vandenberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Franco moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Willard moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Owen, who tags Tabler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bernazard scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. Kearney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Kearney interferes with Thornton, who is awarded first base. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bert Blyevan now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kearney hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Willard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Mariners won. The Mariners will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bonnell hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Putnam pinch hits for Dave Henderson. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam strikes out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramos takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Ken Phelps pinch hits for Bob Kearney. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.